Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for today's message is our epistle reading from 1 Peter, and we're going to be focusing specifically on verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is to hear your word once again, the good news of your Son Jesus proclaimed for all people. May the words spoken sink deep into our hearts and flow out into our lives. And we ask this in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Yes, we are still celebrating the resurrection. I know we always celebrate the resurrection, but we are now in the fifth Sunday after Easter, still focusing on our risen Lord. And we're focusing on the truth that his resurrection gives to us and assures us. And so we've been going through this series these past few weeks of resurrection truth. And if you want to catch up, you can check our Facebook page or go to our website and you can listen to those if you haven't heard them. But today we're going to be focusing on the resurrection truth of God's foundation for every home. And speaking of that, happy Mother's Day. Yes, today is Mother's Day, and we are celebrating mothers and grandmothers, and yes, maybe even great-grandmothers out there, those who we are so thankful for their love, for their patience, and especially for service that they give to so many people, but especially to their children and grandchildren, yes, even their great-grandchildren. Motherhood, what a blessing it is. And yet we know that being a mother can be really hard, can't it? It reminds me of one of my favorite Calvin and Hobbes comic strips, in which Calvin cries out to his mother in the middle of the night, "Mom, Mom, come quick." And she's like, what's wrong? She thinks something's wrong. And she comes into his room and he asks this question, "Mom, is love merely a biochemical process that is meant to make sure our genes continue on?" And in a half sleepy state and stupor, Calvin's mom simply replies, "Whatever it is all that is keeping me from strangling you right now." Yes, I'm sure every mother has moments like that and can probably tell you many more of those. Saying is, if mama's not happy, then no one's happy, right? But think about it. You could actually argue the case that the foundation of every home is the mother. It is, right? Without her love, without her support, I think a lot of things would just fall apart. But what's the foundation for every mother? What gets a mother through the night at 2 a.m. as she is rocking her sick child in a rocking chair, trying to comfort and calm her? What gets her through that? What gets her through when her child later on in life lies to her, rebels against her, disappoints her deeply? What gets a mother through when her adult son is lying alone in an ICU on a ventilator battling the coronavirus? What gets a mother through? What is the foundation of every mother that gets her through these struggles when her life is shaken. Speaking of life being shaken, the foundations of our lives have been shaken by COVID-19. I mean, before we were healthy, we were reasonably healthy. We took care of ourselves, rest, exercise, good nutrition. Yes, we had our aches and pains, and yes, maybe we even caught a bad virus, but there was always medicine, there was always treatments, and we would get better. But now we're facing a novel coronavirus whose treatments are, they're kind of up in the air, and there is no current cure for it. And it used to be that, we could come and go from our homes. If we wanted to go out and go to a restaurant or go to a store, sure, we could go out and just simply browse. But now we are ordered to stay at home for the sake of saving lives. We can only go out if we need to go to the store or go to get some gas or something. Yeah, our foundations have been shaken. I mean, think about how we interact with people before. If we saw someone we knew or loved, we'd give them a hug, shake their hand, pat them on the back. It would be great. But now, have to maintain 6 feet, right? And we have to wear masks if we're even going to go inside a building. Our foundations have been shaken. There's so many questions that are being swirling around our heads. Am I going to have enough money? Am I going to have enough food? Am I going to have a job tomorrow? Am I going to be able to go back to school next year? Am I going to be able to go back to work anytime soon? Are we going to be able to worship in our sanctuary anytime soon? Are we just going to be free to get out, to go wherever we want to go? Our foundations have been shaken. Even our homes have been shaken by this. Oh, I know, we're just still trying to balance work and e-learning and taking care of the kids and taking care of one another. And maybe this has brought a lot of strain upon marriages, between parents and children, between siblings, because you're forced to stay at home, and they're the only people that you're seeing, and maybe you're just getting tired of the whole thing, and it's putting a strain on everything. Our foundations have been shaken. And when we are facing all this, what foundation do we build upon to get through it? What are we building our life upon in these daily struggles? What cornerstone do we have when everything else is crumbling? Well, in our text from 1 Peter, things are kind of shaky for God's people in this letter that Peter is writing to here. They're kind of shaky because they are literally foreigners and exiles in a foreign land. They had been sent there by the Roman government, and they were among people that they did not share a lot with, but especially because of their faith in Jesus Christ, they were marginalized, and their foundations were kind of shaky because of that. They were mocked for their faith in Jesus Christ. They were mocked for it. They were made fun of it. And it was putting a strain on the relationships, even putting a strain between husband and wife. And because of their faith in Jesus Christ, they were actually losing. They were losing money. They were losing status, social status. And they were wondering, how are we going to face all this? What foundations are we going to have in order to get through this? This life was tough for them. But that's when Peter writes this letter and shows them the foundations that their lives were built upon. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That living stone that Peter is talking about here is Jesus, precious in the sight of God, and yet rejected by sinful men, sinful humanity, as they handed him over to be crucified and to be killed. But that rejected stone became the cornerstone. Became the cornerstone because God raised Jesus from the dead, never to die again. And he is now the living stone upon which all other living stones are built upon. See, Peter is telling them that they are those living stones because they believe in Jesus Christ. Because they have the foundation of their life built upon his death, his resurrection, and his love for them. Even if they were shaken by rejection and isolation and loss, they could trust that they were chosen, that they were saved, that they were loved. And brothers and sisters in Christ, you have this same assurance through God's foundation given to you and to me. Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. You see, this stone, Jesus, is precious to you and me because he came down among us in our suffering, sinful world when he took on our flesh. And he is precious because then whatever we suffer, he suffered as well. Whatever we have gone through, he went through as well. And he went all the way to the cross for you, for your sin, for your salvation. And then he rose again from the dead. And he did all of this out of love for you. You are a chosen nation. God has chosen you as his own through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are a royal priesthood. You have been called by the King to be given heavenly riches and to become priests before him. Those who have the authority to be an ambassador for him to this world of sin and darkness. You are a holy nation, a holy people. You have been given the righteousness of Jesus Christ. In exchange for your sin, he took your sin and he gave you his righteousness completely and freely. You are a people for his own possession. In Jesus Christ, God has reached out to you in your sinful, fallen state and snatched you out of it. And he is holding on to you as his disciples, his followers, his believers, his precious children. And this foundation from God will never be shaken. No matter how shaken your life may become, even as we face the stress and the strain of this pandemic, even as we face endless questions that just seem to multiply over time, even as we face our homes and the foundations kind of crumbling and falling apart, we trust in the cornerstone, the living stone, the crucified and resurrected Jesus Christ, who is building a house, a home, a family out of you and me. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people for his own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, do you know someone whose foundations are being shaken, who is really struggling during this time? Do you know someone who's fading away? Now is your opportunity. Now, I encourage you to share the firm foundation of Jesus and his love for them. Brothers and sisters in Christ, people more than ever need to hear the good news of the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. How in Jesus Christ, God chooses them. God gives them heavenly riches. God makes them holy through the blood and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How God seeks to own them, to bring them into his kingdom, and never to let them go. Now is the time to proclaim this out on social media, over Zoom, or 6 feet apart. And yes, this word can go out so that they can build their lives, their families, their homes on the cornerstone, on the living stone, on the crucified and resurrected Jesus Christ, so that they will not be shaken. I want to end by reading a chorus from one of my favorite songs written by Pat Barrett, a song called Build My Life. And I want you to listen to these words very carefully. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I pray that every mother speaks these words when she struggles as a mother. But I also pray every father speaks these words. I pray every child speaks these words. I pray every worker speaks these words. I pray every family member and friend and neighbor. In fact, I pray every body will speak these words, because the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, the living stone, Jesus Christ. And he is, through the all-powerful word of his love and his grace and his mercy for them, he is building a home where he will dwell, God's people, chosen, precious, holy, royal, and they will not be shaken, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.